Hello, my name is Corey, and much like the 80s, the Weekend Bang is back. And we're not just bringing the Weekend Bang back, we're bringing it back better than ever in this one-time special called Video Game Bang Presents Weekend Bang 2 Electric Boogaloo. Joining us on the show this week, we have the sensational Tubular Larissa, and then we have the Scrum Trulescent Stephen Gutierrez. Hosted by Sir Aaron Carter, you can expect a great show. As always, please follow us on Twitter at VideoGameBang, Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang, and Patreon. Help support the show, Patreon.com/VideoGameBang. This week, the Video Game Bang partnered up with the Capital Fight District and the Gamers Funk Lab to help work in conjunction with the UC Davis Medical Center for Extra Life Charity, and this is an extension of that, so we hope you enjoy the show. Listen, look at the links in the description, and enjoy this week's.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Sir Aaron Carter. Welcome to the weekend. Oh, my gosh. It's going to just keep going.
Well, it's not live. This is the Weekend Bang.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
It's the new edition of the Weekend Bang. We were gone.
We pretended it was dead.
Went live. Came back.
It's the resurrection of the Weekend Bang.
It's the erection.
That's terrible.
Of the Weekend Bang.
Surprise in your eyes.
Grab goggles.
Corey Vincent, everybody here.
Hey,
with us.
What's up, pizzas? The thirst is real. And
wow.
Tip your wages.
How dare you? It's my shtick.
I'm waiting for you to come in one time and finally say, the thirst has been quenched.
It won't be that then.
No? What are you going to say?
I don't know. Now I don't know.
Oh, now you got something to think about because I am the best wingman ever.
Terrible. Second of all, Stephen Gutierrez is here.
What's up, pizzas?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was stupid then. Stupid now.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Stealing everybody.
Ridiculous.
First time ever on the Weekend Bang show, Larissa. You've never been on the Weekend
Bang.
Is this
completely
different
than the completely live stream?
Different. The Weekend Bang is,
this is
400
erection.
Degrees.
This is, we're
different.
Going old school, girl.
Yeah, we haven't done the Weekend Bang in a long time because it's pre-recorded, so it's not live.
Nope.
Exactly.
So we're going back. We're rehashing.
So you can say anything.
So
like,
they can't see my cool outfit.
No.
We'll take plenty of pictures.
We'll talk about it here because we were supposed to do a pajama party.
What do you mean supposed to? We are.
Yeah. Well, it's just two of us.
Excuse me?
I'm pretty sure four of us.
Are you?
Look like you're about to go play basketball. First of all,
that's racist. Second of all.
You look a little upset, like
I'm the only one.
Like
that,
I'm
you
sitting
know,
here.
He dressed up because it's his house, and he can go upstairs and grab his jammies.
Like I'm sitting.
Somebody could have texted Steve and said, "Hey, bring your jammies."
These are my jammies.
See, you're gonna go play basketball with Aaron or what?
Second of all, that is racist. Sure. Again, because of,
I'm with you. Look at it. I wore my jammies.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I don't wear these.
Truth
you
be told,
make it sound like
Larissa.
I don't wear
no,
these
he does,
either.
He doesn't normally
don't,
wear those.
I don't
show.
Wear these either.
Yeah.
But
they're
truth
just
be told,
for
then why do you have them?
Exactly.
As
funsies.
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 What is wrong
Steven?
With you?
You don't have clothes just for funsies?
No, I have clothes to wear.
Clothes
this?
For wearsies.
Do you see this?
Look at
this. This is for
yeah,
funsies.
But you're just weird. Like, that's a normal thing.
Oh, I'm weird. Sexist.
No.
Oh, wow.
How is that sexist? How is that sexist? I didn't say all girls are weird.
I think it's sexist.
I would say that all girls are batshit crazy
I'm
in their own special
here.
Way.
Let's go back. Weekend Bang is brought to you by NerdReactors.com.
She's upset.
Here, Larissa, more boobs. Thank you.
Wow. What is this?
What's this?
I am interrupting.
What happened?
We're going to order pizza.
Wow.
Wants a pinch in.
Yes, I do.
You knew I brought my wallet, didn't you?
I did. I saw it. I can tell.
All right, so we're in the Weekend Bang, and
totally
we have a lot of people.
What kind
I'm professional.
Of pizza?
Well, we should describe what's going on.
Right now, we are in the
we're
middle.
We're getting pizza and playing Smash Brothers.
We're in the middle of Make It Work.
Okay. We're going streaking.
Aaron wants the crust from all of our
pizza.
He gave me a $1 check, so he's going to get crust from all of our
There it is.
We're going through the quad to the gymnasium.
Hold on.
I donated 20, Aaron, so if you can't afford it, I want you to have lunch.
I like my change.
For food, Aaron.
Thank you. Where else are they getting pizza?
Oh my god, this is the most unorthodox podcast.
And Larissa just disappeared.
And Jade is on the show.
No, you're getting a pizza. Yeah.
Alright, let's explain what's going on. Aaron, please bring some sanity.
So, earlier today, we did a charity event called...
I only donated $5. I want my change.
Extra Life. Everybody.
Extra Life. If you guys don't know what this is, people do this a lot. It's video games related.
That's all I had.
It helps. I'll write into the mic. Because we're talking about the sick children. It helps sick kids. It gets them board games and stuff to do while they're stuck in the hospital.
I donated money.
Good
I
job.
I played. I went to the venue.
I actually, did you donate any money?
I donated.
Wow, Corey.
I donated my time.
Terrible. El Terrible.
You let the children down.
You have let the children down.
Well, that's the thing. That's where we're lucky, because if you have not donated yet, you could still donate online to a link that will be provided in the description of this very
Hopefully.
Show.
Hopefully. I donated and sponsored a young contestant. We get it. You're a cheetah.
Yeah, we get it. You're a cheetah.
Sheesh.
Girl. Toy, look,
She looks very good. She's dressed in a leopard skin.
She also just said she's toy. Like a toy guy.
She's in a leopard skin.
Is it because
she's
a tiger mom?
Wow. There it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, Extra Life, everybody, is for a good cause. The Capital Fight District went out there and did their thing. They filled the room up beyond safe capacity.
Yes.
Was that Beyond Two Souls?
It was actually a good game, not a bad game.
Ooh.
Yes, Beyond
there
Two
was
Souls
like
oh
I just wanted to throw a video.
You thought
game
that was
playing.
A bad game? I thought it was okay. I liked how they tried to incorporate co-op in it, but they could have done better.
Yeah, please, yeah. Thank you. Thank
just
you.
Put actual co-op
She's
in
screaming.
The game then.
Oh,
makes
yeah.
no sense.
Yeah, be the
hey,
entity.
You're on my friends list. Let me invite you.
Isn't it like that game Geist
yeah.
that came
how,
out?
How hard
game?
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah,
weren't so you like stupid. An entity or something?
So stupid.
But it was at the Gamers Funk Lab, and the place was
Gamers
Funk Lab. There was over 70 people like in there at one time. It was getting hot. 50
plus for
balls.
One game. They were playing Tekken, Smash Brothers, Brawl, and Melee. They
I offended
Street
a woman.
Fighter.
What'd
yes.
you say?
Did you?
Now, so here's the thing.
Hold on. How come
Hold
we didn't
on.
Get this story?
A whole
on
bunch.
The...
Yes. It'll get replayed down there.
Okay.
So for all the wingman that he was talking earlier,
damn.
He failed to mention how he failed to even talk to one girl.
Yep.
Just
don't give me that,
Aaron.
Because
we
both
thing.
Know she
here's
was a
Here's the thing,
bitch.
Though. But here's
she
the thing.
She was a bitch.
Here's the thing, though.
And she's watching this right now.
And she's
I don't care.
Listening.
She and I was talking to David Webb about this.
We won't say her name.
She's a defensive
Does it
female
rhyme with
girl.
A very defensive female girl, like just naturally.
She who must not be named.
So she's one of those. This is I was like, maybe this is her defense. She's in a room full of guys.
Yes.
Men.
And she's the only baby. Girl. And she's in the tournament as well.
Yep.
So she probably is feeling like, you know, I'm the underdog big time. So anybody that tries to talk to me that I don't know is probably just a jerk. So
what?
This is how it went. When she first entered. I asked her, or she told me her name, so I wrote her down to register her for the fight.
We'll call her Bianca.
And I wrote the name down, and then I showed her, and I was like,
"We call her Bianca."
I said, "Is this how you spell the name?" And she's like, "It's whatever." And so I was like, "All right, go pay your money." Then, Corey, you pick up the story, because after that, I didn't see her.
I wanted to do a video where we were going to have Aaron play against... tournament players to see how he fares, because we know how confident he is and he can trash talk. It's going to be a funny trash talk video of people. And I thought it'd be really funny if we found a woman who was really good, because Aaron...
Stop
is,
your story right there.
Hold on. Because in context, Aaron is synonymous for beating girls in video games.
Stop your story there,
okay,
though.
Okay.
Your idea going into this was, let's first find a woman in a sea of men. In a sea of men, mind you. I have pictures, too, of how many guys were on.
I think I saw one of the
It wasn't just
pictures.
Like it was going to be a woman beating you. I was going to get men to beat you, too. But then I wanted to have a woman really just smash it in your
and
face.
Rub it in. Here's the salt. Take
yeah.
it. Are you farting? Like waving it?
Whipping it in her direction, yeah. So, sea of men.
Oh, wow.
Sea of men at this
There's
event.
Some that look like girls.
That's
because
she uses L'Oreal Paris.
Yeah, so go ahead. Continue your interaction with this young lady.
First of all, I approach Miss Sacramento. Miss Sacramento was at the event.
Wow, Miss Sacramento was at the event, yes.
And I pitched it to her first. And she was like, oh my God, that sounds awesome. But I'm not really good in these fighting games. I play WoW. I play, you know, she listed off other games she plays.
She could have did the fake, like, and then have, like, look at the screen. And
I would have probably smacked the controller out of her hand right then and there.
But she was like, oh, I wish maybe on a different game in a different time.
So like, cool. Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, and then so
which game did she play?
She plays WoW, she said.
No. Which game did she sign up for?
Oh, this other girl? She signed up for Marvel vs. Capcom.
Did she?
Yeah.
I really didn't even...
And I saw her smashing people on that game. Like, she had the sticks, like her own custom sticks.
That's what I'm saying. She's a pro.
I was like, she's good.
Yeah, she's a pro.
I respected her skills.
Was she good?
Yeah, I was like, she will kill Aaron. This will be awesome for the video. And so I approached her the exact same way I did Miss Sacramento, but she kind of just, halfway through, gave me this bitch look.
Because this is the thing, too, though.
And she's like, I'm not interested. And then turned around. I was like, all right.
Wow, really?
But this is the thing, though. Okay, so, again, go into her shoes. I'm not trying
to defend
her.
Hold on. That's bullshit. If she plays WoW and she plays all this...
No, she doesn't play WoW.
This other girl just plays fighting games.
Yeah, the other girl's just fighting games.
The girl that signed up for...
Yes. Yeah. So, she's, like I said, she feels underdogish in the sea full of men, and she's by herself, and she is a good gamer.
Yep.
And we have... Of course, all the crap going on the internet about girl gamers and stuff like that.
So?
And then a random guy approaches you and says, hey, can we do this parody video of you playing a guy?
And beating the hell out of him.
And it didn't even matter, like, win or lose type
of
thing.
Did you say that to her?
Yes, he did. Okay. He explained the situation. I mean, why would you kind of go
I explained it. I even pitched it to my co-host as a jerk. I want to see someone beat him, and he's kind of misogynistic.
So then think about it. She's going to... You just told her that. You just told her. So that means when I play this guy, he's going to be talking crap to me the whole time, which I would have.
Yeah, you would have.
But why would she want that? Mm-hmm. Already when she's trying to get away from something like that.
Because she already fucking plays video games. That is the goddamn
It's a different community.
No.
With the Street Fighter? Oh, yeah, it is.
And,
oh, yeah.
And here's the thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's a different community.
Afterwards,
not
what
saying,
is she playing
not
with
saying,
10-year-olds?
No, not saying that they're not toxic, but you don't, whenever you're playing one-on-one, you're not listening to that other person. No. You're not even having to even chat on with
so
that person.
So all she plays
there
is fighting
There is a
games.
Veil.
There's no way she sits there and just plays fighting
I think
games.
So. Here's the next
this
part.
The thing.
People
yeah,
do.
Go ahead.
I had a feeling she was upset for some reason, but I was like, why the hell? Maybe I approached her? I don't know. So I just go back about my day, go back over, hang out with Aaron, and do like the best wingman ever. And then after that, as I'm standing outside, Jay Gist comes out, and he's like, you offended someone in there. And this is after I did the whole, hey, welcome to Gamers Funk Lab. We are here for charity. I did a whole event, you know, a speech for a couple minutes. And I was like, did I offend someone during my speech? Like, what the hell happened? And he said, no.
You did say amen to a group of atheists.
I did say amen. I don't know why. I was like, hey, yeah, we're here for charity. Amen. And everyone was like, amen. I was like, I don't know why I just said amen. But...
Who cares? Yeah. It's more like a metaphor than it is actually.
Yeah, but anyways, I go out and I was like, yeah, I thought I killed it. I thought I did really well. And he's like, no, there's a girl in there who came up to me and said that you offended her, that you were down on girl gamers. And
see, that's
and
I
she
knew
doesn't
it.
Consider herself a gamer. And a bunch of stuff like this.
She doesn't consider herself a gamer.
I know.
Why is that so offensive? That offends me.
I didn't hear that part. She's offended.
That's bullshit.
Jay said that she doesn't consider herself a gamer.
I would have approached her then. I would be like, get the hell out of here. You right now, your name is scratched off. Here's your money back. You're not a gamer.
You are in a gaming
Goodbye.
Tournament.
Yeah, because it makes no sense. You don't consider yourself a gamer. You're a freaking gamer. You're playing a tournament. That means you've played enough games to be... And then we saw you play well.
Well.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know what derogatory term you think gamer is. But get the hell out of
for
here.
For a while, for a minute,
was
I
was it
like,
loud in there?
It was so extremely when you were, like, loud. It was loud.
No, not that. At that point, it
oh,
wasn't,
well, I don't know
it wasn't
about
in
it.
Full
yeah, yeah.
swing.
I don't know about that.
Where does she live?
I don't know.
Why Murder, She Wrote?
I know, right?
Jesus.
Like, freaking Angelina and
her
Mr.
attitude
Mr. Smith.
Offends me. You can't fucking walk into a game store and be like, I'm not a gamer, but you I'm going to come here and beat all these gamers' asses, and she couldn't be on your video if that's the point.
I would probably because you used the word
Seriously.
Misogynist.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the way you approach.
And so she probably thought, like, oh, they're going to mock me.
I probably did
yes.
approach it wrong.
That's what
so
I think.
No.
So you probably shouldn't call her the B word.
Yeah, no, that's the first. That's number one. She's not.
Because it was probably just a miscommunication.
Or she didn't understand what the word meant because she's not old enough.
It totally was.
No, she was definitely old enough.
So let's find her and get an interview with this chick and be like, you know what? On behalf of
I want to know why she doesn't consider herself a gamer. Is the thing that I want to know.
Why is it so offensive to be called a gamer?
Because, like, that's.
What's wrong with me? I consider myself a gamer.
She's a freaking gamer. Like, you are. You check everything off.
She kind of just threw me in a box when she did that, because if she listened to the show, she would know probably I'm on her side on a lot of these issues. Like, yeah, I understand the sensitivity towards females in the gaming industry.
Apparently you don't, Corey.
I approached this situation wrong. Is this your first time approaching
people
wrong.
For videos?
Jesus.
You know, it probably
was. You even talk to women, bro?
I don't know. Put your big girl pants on and grow some balls.
Me and Steven do this all the time at the cons.
If girls start growing balls, that's scary. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
I don't know. She's probably a great person and whatever. Yeah, whatever.
I'm trying to think of a way that maybe you could have salvaged that beforehand, before approaching.
I think you should approach her afterwards and say, look, I wasn't trying to offend you.
Look, I was trying to offend you because you don't consider a gamer, it was yet a you're skit. Here.
I felt the same way, Aaron. I felt bad. Like, I was like, oh, I really feel bad that I did that to her.
Why?
But then, when Aaron told me the story about how she came in and was already kind of bitchy to him, I was like, okay, there's just something wrong with this person. I just chose the wrong person.
I'm trying to think, because like I said, when we go to cons, I talk to a lot of people for videos.
Yes.
And I approach them.
Different atmosphere.
It's a different atmosphere, but I approach a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah.
And I think out of all the times that we have ever had one, I think only one person has kind of declined, right? It was that group of girls.
It was two.
Who was that?
Declined
people?
Twice. The big group of girls, and then there was another group of like Asian guys.
Why'd they say no? They're too
good. Oh, no, the guys that were walking away. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were on their way going.
No, three times. Because then there was another group that they want. It was the last day and they wanted to shop. That was the only reason they were.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What?
Sure. Sacramento Republic information.
Of where she lives?
But it's okay, though, because they were polite.
They were polite.
They were like, no, you know what? I just want to shop.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah. The other one's like, no, we're too shy.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it.
And it's always just been like, okay, thank you. It's cool.
Yeah, go about your day. Enjoy the con.
More often than not, though, I'm usually like, hey, you guys interested in doing a video? And I don't even actually give them details, really, most of the time. I just like, hey, you interested in doing a video?
You want to make a couple bucks?
Yeah, they're like, what is this, casting couch?
I've never even heard anybody ask me, like, what's it about?
Yeah. They just
really? Prefer. I would ask, what's it about?
Nope. I just say, I think the trivia one, I always say, hey, you guys up for some anime trivia? And then they're like, oh, heck yeah. But I think
But you
got
to think
one,
of harder questions than the ones you were thinking of.
Apparently they were hard.
A whole bunch, but I try to make them as easy so we can get more trophies out. But we freaking stumped everybody.
We still have a bag of trophies somewhere.
Like, what the hell? I was like, these are easy questions. I'm at an anime convention. What's up with everybody?
Jeez Louise.
And you weren't getting some of them yourself, Marisa, when
only
you watched
the One Piece ones you asked. I was like, I don't watch One Piece because fuck the way that shit's drawn.
I'm just saying.
It pisses me off.
Well, it was a good time. Gamers Funk Lab, it was a huge success, man. They filled that place out. Jay Gist is really leading the pack right now when it comes to tournaments in Sacramento. So if you are into fighting games and going to the tournaments and whatnot, you go to social media and go to Capital Fight District. And see where they're going, because they put on the best events.
They put on some crazy, crazy stuff.
The atmosphere is good. Besides, I guess, pervs asking you to be in videos.
I don't know.
Or
don't know.
Grab your pitchforks and torches and go chase after the girls you game.
I think it could have been a little bit of both. Her, I think everybody. I think it just wasn't the right meld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't take it as a loss. I'd take it as a
experience.
Is this the card shop?
Yes. No. That card shop isn't there anymore.
Oh, it's not.
It's right there though. Yeah, it's right where
the River City.
Yeah, that River City.
It's right where River City was.
Oh, okay.
But we got a show to do. Let's get into this.
Let's do some banging around the web. NerdReactor.com. I already said all that.
You did
not listen.
Did you say Patreon?
Yep.
Did you?
You just said it. Boom. Patreon.com is where we give you good stuff so you can help us help you help us help you.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of viewers, so now's your chance
to
win lots of crap.
Get in.
I know, yeah. We already given away some prizes, of course, too, that we did through the Twitch feed, which we are Twitching actually currently simultaneously.
You guys didn't get a hold of what's-his-face?
We did tonight.
We're sending that out.
We actually did tonight.
Which one?
We still got
Bulbasaur.
He wants Bulba. We got three more. Bulba? Yeah, we got three more Pokemon.
Never mind, Bulba's off the market. That one is mine.
Nah, Bulba's got to go to him. Now he's really wants it. Well, you might as well counteract that by rubbing it on your. There you go.
Does it not look like a nipple?
It does look like a flower nipple there. That's terrible.
Make it blossom.
Thank you. So, the Patreon. Go ahead over there, patreon.com/videogamebang. Become a patron today, everybody. Some articles are coming up on nerdreactor.com. We have another Smite down in the works from Medusa. You got any reviews coming up?
Nope.
Terrible.
Oh, actually, we're unboxing the. We're doing our big unboxing of the level, the power up box.
Power up box. Can't wait to see what's inside there.
Is that like a GameStop rewards thing?
No. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. The power up rewards stuff.
Oh
wow, they might have a little trouble with their.
Oh my god.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, are you fine? Twitter.com.
Twitter.com/
at video.
You can see all of Aaron's dumbass memes.
I have been memeing up a storm. If you haven't seen it. I suggest you get a ticket and get on the train, everybody, because it's awesome. More coming. One risque one might come to. One
risque, but it's worth it.
Yep. We're also on Facebook as well. You can give us some likes over there at /videogamebangbang. And where's that pizza?
I'm freaking starving. Marvin.
Actually, I'm not even going to have any pizza because I had two tacos before I came
here. I literally paid
for it. You weren't eating fast food.
I made
pizza. Pizza's not fast food.
And he ate Panda Express.
And I had Panda today.
That is fast food.
Dude.
After I had a mile run and a 3 mile walk.
He ran a mile in 12 minutes.
Yeah, so, I ran a mile in 12
minutes.
That's
not running. That's like walking.
That's impressive. Like power walking.
Nope, that's running in 12 minutes.
That's impressive. Power walking.
So I challenge you guys to come out and play a full game of soccer with me then. And we'll see who drops and dies first.
I'll run a mile in under 10.
Yeah, don't give me that straight running crap. I'm talking about full. We played soccer out there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and you almost collapsed and died. And we were going we were going like 5 yards.
But, to be fair, I was playing a lot harder.
No,
and,
you were.
And here we go. Me and David, who have never played soccer ever, lost by only 1 point.
I wouldn't even care about the score.
And we played against you.
I was caring about the water-thirsty people who were just, oh, I need some. Oh, I gotta. I'm like, guys, we've been playing for 5 minutes. We have been playing 5 minutes. It's a lot different when you're running and exerting more energy to kick a ball, too, right? Exactamundo. So let's do some banging around the web, everybody.
Banging around the web.
So unfortunately, because of my busy day today, I didn't get too much of a chance to write any show notes, a.k.a. I didn't write any show notes. So we're going to be going straight off of...
Pizza's here?
No.
Oh.
What I was asking if there's any requests for a special pizza.
You still haven't gone?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You are frying.
Anything white sauce.
Anchovies. Anchovies.
Hawaiian.
Anchovies.
Pineapple.
Anchovies.
Yeah, Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Anchovies.
If there's pineapple on the pizza, I will be excited.
Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Just on anything, yeah.
I'll do Hawaiian then.
Yes. So yes, you will, because I paid for it.
Anchovies. Sure.
Riveting
podcast. Anchovies.
Riveting
Aaron's
podcast.
Not eating. No, Aaron's anchovies. Not eating.
I paid $5. I want anchovies.
He threw a damn anchovy in his goddamn face.
Riveting podcast conversation, people.
Pokemon.
We're ordering our pizzas.
So most of the notes tonight will be from
nerdreactor.com.
If not 100% of them, actually.
Let's do it.
First one that I've decided to pick out of the board, Pokemon trading card game XY Roaring Skies is going to arrive May 6th.
Oh, that's my gosh. The first this one? Makes me so hard right
yes,
now.
Yes. That's the first one. Who's not getting the expansion packs?
Cannot, I am not.
I cannot contain my boner.
There's going to be Rayquaza, which sounds like a Wu-Tang member.
It does. I thought it was, too.
Rayquaza is the green
Rayquaza.
Dragon.
Yes. Hit them 16 bars, yo.
That actually, if there's not a Wu-Tang member named Rayquaza by the end of this year.
let's see. Kotaku readers can get 90% off the Java Developer Course Bundle. Cha-ching.
What is that?
Java Developer.
Oh, Java. Stop. Java developer.
Java developer.
Course bundle.
There
so you can
go.
Learn JavaScript.
Did you say horse bundle?
Are you on
bundle?
NerdReactor.com?
What?
Are you no, on she's not. She's
no, I'm banging around the web.
She's supposed to be banging around the web. Hey, thank you.
I feel like that guy.
As long as I know, She is not a gamer, okay?
We have a badass over here.
It includes more than 70 hours of instruction content across 6 courses, so you're basically able to take...
Not bad.
A lot of...
I'm more interested in Rayquaza.
I know, the rapper.
What, really? Fight the man. Be a hacker.
2015 Call of Duty Championships are happening right now, everybody.
This second?
Yeah, as we speak.
Oh, wow.
32 teams from around the world facing off in Activision's Call of Duty Advanced Warfare on the Xbox One. You know what the grand prize is?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Oh, was that right?
Yes.
Shut Holy up.
In in-game credit.
That you can only spend on DLC.
Oh, God damn it.
For Call of Duty.
I don't even want
World
it.
At War.
I don't even think you can get all the DLC with $1 million in the game.
What a waste of my life.
Why in the world?
I'll buy a bunch of Xboxes and give them out.
Why? Have they had championships before?
Yeah. They have to have.
I mean, Call of Duty is, you know, huge, of course.
They have championships for, like, every game they release.
And I had it. So, like I said, Sacramento. I was going to say Sacramento's queen was there today. Miss Sacramento, was at the event.
She can be your queen.
So she posed the question: if you can take two games, if you're stuck on a desert island, what two games would you?
That was a great question.
Would you take? And of course, yeah, you know, kind of stumped. I said the first game that I said was Tetris, and why? She kind of because Tetris is my favorite game. I can play Tetris all day.
It's true.
And okay. I just like it. I don't know what it is about the shapes and stuff like that. And I've beat a whole bunch of Japanese people.
It's autistic.
And so I was like, Tetris. And she replied, like, Tetris, like the same way you just replied. Why Tetris? Like, Tetris? What else? And I said the same thing.
Keep your brain from.
And she was like, there's no tournaments in Tetris. Like, yeah, there is. There's tournaments in every video game, no matter what it is. There's tournaments in freaking probably Kim Kardashian's game. Of who can... Oh, we actually had a tournament.
I thought you were going to say who can bang it faster.
Wow, that's...
Kanye or Ray J.
That's probably true.
She was very interested in our experiment with Kim Kardashian.
She was, yeah. I told her that we played... Because she was like, what type of games do you guys play? And I was like, well, since we do the show, we have to broaden
expand
our...
Your
universe.
Know,
yeah. So I said, we've played games like even the Kim Kardashian game.
They actually have a game.
They actually have a game, yeah.
Oh.
You... Dress your character
you
up.
Get it, you as get successful. As much surgery as possible.
You go to night
clubs.
Yep.
And you die a little bit.
First of all, because everybody's taking it as.
I think talking about this just made me dumber.
You're taking about it as like.
That was my response.
But I guarantee you, it has qualities of Elder Scrolls. You create your character, you have dialogue choices, do you not?
Yep.
There's okay, branching storylines. There's side quests.
Branching storylines is a stretch, but okay.
There is. Is there not? Because you said you spent all your time doing what?
I was going to parties and getting into scandals.
Well, go get plastic
why he was doing
on
that,
my nose or
why,
liposuction on my ass?
While he was doing that, I was doing the whole I'm just going to be a runaway model type of thing. Or the little girl that was playing for me was doing
speak
that.
Speak of the devil. God damn you, Google.
What?
Talking about the Kim Kardashian thing, first thing that pops up.
There it is, Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
It's a very successful game, mind you.
Shut
up. You know why, though?
It's true, it got 4.5
because
stars on IGN.
I think
all
it's because,
those people
thanks,
that...
on IGN?
On IGN.
IGN gave it 4.5 stars out of 5.
Shut up.
No, wait, out of 10, right? Doesn't IGN do 10?
I don't know, it's just, it's an ad, people.
Okay, so anyway, here's the thing,
four
though.
4.5 stars.
I think the reason why it was successful, because to the non...
Because if you beat the game, you see the boo picture.
The non-hardcore gamers.
One titty.
Can I see one
no
titty?
The non-hardcore gamers, whenever they play the game, they're like, look at all the features that are in this thing. Oh my God, this is really in-depth. But to somebody who's played, like you, who's played Elder Scrolls, you're like, this is the most shallowest game in the world. Like, this is, you know, stupid. So when I played it, I was like, okay, I can see these features in here. I can see they were trying to do stuff. So it's going to hook those other people that are just casual phone
those
gamers.
People that play Farmville on their Facebook.
Exactly. It's going to hook them because it's
and
very
and those are
in-depth.
Also the people that watch shows like Kardashians.
Keeping Up with the Cards.
Honey Boo Boo.
And there you go. So
that's
the
garbage.
Worst part were when Kim Kardashian did have the voice acting.
She
part.
Has a voice, a VO
She'll
over
She'll be
her
like,
head.
Hey
yeah.
girl, we're going to the club. Why don't you come?
Oh my God, I'm so high right now.
Yeah.
So hot.
I mean, think
I'll
about it.
I'll show you my tits for like a million
Terrible.
Dollars.
She's a very, very intelligent young lady.
She
yeah.
Is.
Okay.
Transformers is going to get a cinematic universe. I heard there was going to be some spin-offs to this actual
You get
thing.
A cinematic universe. You get a cinematic universe.
Yeah, you saw that meme.
Everybody
yeah.
gets a cinematic
Transformers.
Universe.
Are they going to come together or no?
I don't know.
So are they going to do Beast Wars and stuff? And
if they do Beast Wars, I might be a little upset.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're going to slaughter it.
They will slaughter it.
They are going to
they
Michael Bay
freaking Dinobots.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
Beast Wars was cool, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys see...
I always liked the Rhino who had, like, the same animation with those big guns that would come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rhinox.
That's all he needed.
It was the same animation. They made him such a badass character, and he always disappointed. He'd always come out, and they're like, oh, shit, Rhino's here. It's about to go down. He'd go, brah, and then he'd get taken out by an EMP or something.
Wouldn't they all die with an EMP or something like that? Just be a whole bunch of metal everywhere just slumped over.
Rat trap.
Then it'd be like dead animals on this planet.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's it. That's
I
the
had a rat
song.
Trap toy.
Did you?
Yep.
I had the bird.
I had the white tiger.
The hawk or whatever that it was the female, the first female one that was on the show, and she started dating the white tiger.
Oh, really?
That wanted to be by himself because he wanted to get closer to his animal side.
And then they merged.
Yeah. Did
they? Those the two?
They merge.
No way.
Yeah, you can really hear those
become
guys.
One.
Yeah, they're down there having a
did
good
they
time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that far.
Because
then.
I think. The lion that was dying?
Who's that? Who's going to get the pizza?
Them downstairs.
Hopefully they
hopefully that's
got
team
it.
Pizza down there.
We
doing
should tell them
here.
To get us some more.
Oh, yeah. We should get more money.
Next time.
All right. Anyone got a banger? Because I got another one.
Okay,
you
know, Larissa, so...
You've been sitting on one. I know you have.
Yeah. Legend of Zelda game for Wii U is not going to be coming out this year.
Oh. That is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is a good thing.
Because Nintendo is...
Because Nintendo stopped.
Because Nintendo is what?
Nintendo's hopefully making it better.
There you go. That's exactly it. People should not get mad
never.
When games get delayed.
You should never get mad. No, well...
If
well,
you're going to delay it for well, another year, it better be fucking
hold
badass.
On.
You have the right to be upset.
There are some games you can and should be. Diablo 3. That was delayed almost indefinitely. And then when it came out, it didn't live up to the hype.
But so, can you imagine if it would have came out the original release date, how shitty it would have been?
No, I think the hype for it would have been quelled a little more.
Like, what about Too Human?
Too Human was just played with developer problems.
Wasn't in development for like 10 years or something?
Because it was supposed to even come out on the previous system too, yeah. And then
was this
they,
supposed to be a GameCube
well, that's
game
what they're saying
yeah.
about this new Zelda, is that they're waiting for it to come out on their next console.
Oh, I don't know what that's going to do.
When the Wii U come out, like 3 years ago.
Is it a success?
No, it's a garbage, so they want to do something.
I mean, it, as much as Smash Brothers, Mario Kart type of stuff can actually be kind of system sellers, I don't think it was enough to save the Wii U.
The Wii U is a glorified Wii U. It's a glorified
yeah, it is, Wii U.
Mario Kart and Smash machine.
They were a little too late to the game because it has like the power of the 360 early years and the PS3.
It is definitely it's.
But when we have the X1 and the PS4, yeah. When you have the X4 or the Xbox One and the PS4, it's kind of like you're just going up against that generation.
Like I understand but, Nintendo wants to cater to like you know their fans that they have and stuff like that, but. You need to go with your competitors. You need to battle
against
them.
When you think about
them.
It, though, the Wii, regular Wii, was way underpowered compared to the 360 and the PS3, and it did well. I mean, it fought for itself. It hit that niche everyday
it did good,
market.
But it didn't have 360 PS3
wait,
numbers.
You just said the Wii?
The original Wii?
Yeah, it had a gimmick that made it as popular
motion
as
control.
The other one.
Well,
yeah.
And it was so marketed towards everyone. Like,
yeah, it brought was... in those Kim Kardashian players.
Yeah.
That so.
But it did better than the Wii U. So saying it's underpowered is why it sucks isn't good.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why. Because they're marketing this thing as the hardcore gamer type of thing. When they came out, that's why they call it the Wii U. It wasn't because the
I
Wii,
do remember
all
when
y'all.
He was standing in front of everybody and saying, like, this is going to be for hardcore gamer.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did not do
so
that.
You gave me a 5-year-old hardcore gamer device.
Yeah, with the touchscreen.
Exactly, and expected me to go out there, and if this had came out day in with the Xbox 360 and the PS3, you might have had a chance.
We're at break time, Aaron, if you want to send everyone out to break.
Yeah, we don't have cues, so we're kind of just, you know, free-balling it. When we return, we'll have more banging around the web, because Larissa is, like, just stark crazy looking at her phone.
She's
so
into whatever
many on
she
there.
Is reading.
But
this one's pretty interesting.
Must be porn.
Well, save it for the next round. Save it for the next round.
Is that a boob?
Terrible. Yeah, stick around.
It was my boob.
That
sorry.
Was two.
Hi, everyone. This is Clementine, and you're listening to Video Gang Bang.
Video Gang Bang?
There it is. There it is. That's our other podcast.
See, her handler had to step in and go, no.
Yeah,
it's not right.
Yeah, that one won't see the light of day.
Video,
so,
well, it's kind of awesome. So you can use it in the outtakes.
Okay. I don't want Telltale to come after us and you.
Ah. Meh. All right.
Hi, everyone. This is Clementine, and you're listening to Video Game Bang. I'm glad you're here because I'm busy killing walkers, so I don't have time to sit around and do podcasts. But I appreciate you all helping me out. Okay, bye.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Nika Harper, and you are listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is Roger Pigsmith, voice of Kyle Crane from Dying Light, and you are listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dawn M. Bennett, the voice of Frosh from Fairy Tail, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Megacuts.
Megacuts.
All right, we're back, Aaron. We're back. We're back.
Welcome back to the Weekend Bang, everybody. We're still banging around the web. That's what we're doing.
Doesn't it feel so good to say Weekend Bang again?
It always feels good. It's like riding a bike again.
Except all up in your ear canals.
We were talking about chocolate anuses during the break.
Were we
talking about?
Yeah.
I was gone during
that. Apparently you can cast a mold of your anus into like a chocolate-covered treat for your Valentine.
I don't understand how you're just hearing about this.
I know, yeah, exactly.
You would be like the first one, like, guys...
I got it.
My anus cast.
Try my asshole.
So we are giving away to our 200th follower, Larissa's chocolate anus.
Larissa's chocolate anus.
I would actually open a store like that. Larissa's chocolate anus. And it'd just be a giant flower on the top of the building.
That's terrible. All
right. So,
well, we're getting the second
banging
half
around
of the,
around
show
the web, everybody. Well, it's blame Noel because it was his post that he put up there.
The chocolate anus.
Larissa, did you have anything? I can go again.
Go ahead.
All right. So, this one's a little off topic. A little sad news. Somebody died.
Oh, no.
George R. R. Martin, everybody passed
no,
away.
No, he didn't.
That's funny.
A lot of people were probably like, no!
You know what, though? He has everything planned out. So, if he does die,
yeah,
there's like a team
it'll
of writers.
It'll be finished.
Yeah, right.
They'll finish the story. It's already like, the whole plot line is
Let's be honest.
Set.
He's on death's door.
Did you guys see the Sand Snakes trailer?
The what?
Or, like,
yeah, yeah.
Behind the scenes
yes.
for the Sand Snakes?
Yeah, I'm interested.
I am interested in them. First of all, three hot girls. Second of all, they're from Dorne, so they're into the freaky
they're
stuff.
Awesome. Yeah.
And third of all, revenge. I love revenge stories. Yeah. Like, I love. I've never read the books, so I don't know what happens, what the Sand Snakes do.
They slither.
If all three of them get their hands crushed.
I was going to say, based on Game of Thrones theory, they're going to be like, we're the Sand Snakes, and we're here to...
And, eyes popped out. Face crushed in.
Jesus.
That's what happens.
That's
they get
Thrones.
Your hopes up, and then they just dash them away.
And The Walking Dead season finale is tomorrow.
Nobody cares about that bull crap.
I care about it.
Dude. People are dying.
They probably killed more black people than they've killed zombies in that.
They've killed more black people than the whole city
hey,
of Georgia.
But on the bright side.
Exactly.
They keep coming.
They do.
So there's
well, they're down south. South.
That doesn't mean anything.
Wait till the spinoff. Because there's supposed to be some stupid spinoff. Did you see what they they just titled it too, didn't they?
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead.
I can't remember.
AKA, let's see how many black people can survive in this one, part two. That's what that one is.
That's awful.
It's going to be terrible. Speaking of zombies, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in a zombie movie. Oh. Did you guys see the trailer for that?
Maggie?
Maggie. So it literally looks like, I don't know the full story, but it looks like something about his daughter is turning and he's trying to keep her safe.
Yeah.
Or I don't want you to turn into a zombie.
Or find a cure for her. Yeah, find a cure.
I will
or
find a cure.
But it looks like
it's not a tumor.
She's a zombie.
I can just see it ending with him shooting her in the face at the end.
She's going to bite him. He's going to shoot himself.
Yeah, it's going to be something depressing.
Bite into my muscles.
He's going to be like, Maggie, I have the cure.
It's in my muscles.
But you bit me and I dropped it. Now we're both dying. No, get down.
They picked a director for the Inhumans Marvel movie. Did you know that?
They put a what?
Oh.
Adam McKay, Anchorman's director.
So is Will Ferrell going to be playing Black Bolt?
Yes.
Black
yes,
Bolt?
Shut up.
Black
really?
Bolt's going to shoot a dog.
No.
Off the moon.
The thing is weird because... So I saw that, who's all caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before I pull some spoilers?
I haven't seen this last one.
Oh, crap.
It's okay.
Wait. What was the last thing that happened?
I'm trying to see the last
one. Oh, no, I did see the last one. Wait, no, I didn't.
I don't. I'm trying to think. Well, anyway, I just saw a tweet where somebody was like saying, hey, was that Black Bolt in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
The one that's jaw like dropped?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, that's definitely not. Because that full blown scream that he did just knocked out a football field.
Yeah.
Black Bolt would have destroyed the planet with a scream like
that. He would have destroyed the mountains.
Yeah, like that would have been done.
Now the Inhumans are going to have, they're going to pull John C. Reilly's character from,
Guardians.
From Guardians. So what's going on? Which one of you guys?
He can actually play an Inhuman. He looks Inhuman enough.
He does, with a big forehead.
Did they just give him no makeup?
No. Nope. Yeah. Like, John, just come on set and be, you know.
That's messed up.
I mean, hey.
It is a tumor. That's his forehead.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I've got, like, the worst case of allergies for some reason.
You need me to take over the show?
If you have a banging around the web, which I don't think you do.
Wait, no,
you
keep going with this Black Bolt thing.
Oh, yeah. So, Sorry. So, the director of Anchorman is going to direct the Inhumans. If you don't know who the Inhumans are, Larissa, they're
humans on the moon.
Yeah, they're like just basically the X-Men.
Do you think the movie's going to take place on the moon, or is it going
to
be like Earth?
I don't know. I don't really know the backstory of them, like how they came to be and stuff like that.
I just know there's.
I kind of know how they are established and stuff like that.
Talk.
And then I watched the 1990s version of Fantastic Four when they're on there, and I remember Black Bolt doing some karate chop to the Thing's chest, and the Thing fell. And then he gets back up and he's like, all right, let's go again. And he was like, nobody survives Black Bolt's special karate chop. And I was just like, as a kid, I was like, oh my God, he survived it. I can't believe it. Kill him, Thing. And then they were friends after all that. Because it was like a love triangle thing where the Human Torch was in love with one of the Inhumans.
Did you see the thing where they put him in the Inhumans?
The Human Torch?
Yeah. He's on the comic book. I just saw.
I got a banging
something
around
about
the web.
But I didn't know the rest of it.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I got a banging around the web. This story was brought to us by Corey Vincent on NerdReactor.com.
Oh my God.
Great author. It is called Double the Games with Xbox Gold in April. So I guess Microsoft is calling April fan or user. What do they call their people?
Didn't you write this?
I did.
So how do you not know what everything is going on?
I was drunk.
Terrible.
They're doing double the games this month. So if you are on the Xbox, then they're really giving the Xbox 360 people.
For April.
For all of April, yeah.
Fooled you once. Shame on you. Fooled me twice. I'm going to burn your goddamn company down.
Well, Xbox 360 gets the better end of the stick because they are getting two awesome games. They're getting Black Flag, which retails for $30 still.
That's actually pretty good for 30. Yeah, for 30.
Ship on ship action. Mm-hmm. And then they're also doing Gears of War Judgment, which, I mean...
Yeah, I haven't beat that one.
It's a massive franchise. You're still getting a game.
Is it a massive franchise still?
Gears of War? I don't know.
When's the last time? That was the last game that came out, correct?
Judgment.
Believe me, whenever Black Tusk finally comes out with it, it's going to be a blockbuster.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be good.
Larissa?
A lot of people are going to buy it.
What?
Gears?
Gears, no, not anymore. I mean, we hardly ever sell and or take that game in.
Don't believe it.
I don't see it any... I mean, it's more Call of Duty Battlefield.
You know how it ends. That's why I hate prequels.
Yeah, I swear.
If not that, and they want something a little more kind of that style as far as like running and dodging and hiding behind shit, it's like they just straight up Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Mass Effect.
Here's one, and I want to know if you guys would do this. We're going to do a review on the power-up box, right?
Yep.
Did you see that Marvel is now doing subscription box for clothing?
Really?
Ooh. $60 a month, and you'll get Marvel-themed clothing. Kind of like Loot Crate. They joined forces with 5-4, I guess, whatever company that is. It says Marvel has joined forces with Clothier 5-4 in this latest scheme to shake up the upside down... shake you upside down until your money falls out of your pockets. Except this time, your money will be exchanged for fancy pants. So you'll look more presentable next time you come around. $60 a month gets you a subscription to the boxes filled with outfits inspired by Marvel superheroes. Kind of like Loot Crate. The official launch is April 1st. Is it a joke? Ooh.
Here's the thing.
I would only accept that if there's multiple items.
We need more of these boxes.
Yeah, there's got to be like...
Yeah.
And I think these boxes need to like shake it up a little bit with the shirts because, I mean, Loot Crate, for example, Steven is wearing the current, this month's, James Bond. It has a sad James Bond. It says, oh, this is stirred.
I don't get it.
Because clearly he likes his drink shaken, not stirred.
How would he tell the difference?
He wouldn't. That's what makes it funny.
I would just turn around and, what am I doing? Like, wrong, beaten off. Here's your drink.
Gross. Here's your drink. I don't want it. I take it back.
As cool as the shaken. Loot crate shirts, as cool as the loot crate shirts are, though, I mean, everybody has them. Like the loot crate shirts that I have, I see them maybe once a week. Someone else, some random dude, is wearing my shirt.
They're not randomized to different people.
No, it's like everybody who has loot crate gets the same shirt each month. So basically, you and millions of other people have the same exact shirt.
Well, it's easier, I guess, for them to do it that way.
That's the same if you just bought your clothes in a clothing store.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though.
I see it a lot more common in these loot crates
because people subscribe to them.
I buy clothes at the clothing store.
If you buy clothes at Mervin's. Somebody's gonna.
But I don't see my shirt on people from Mervin's all the time like I do Loot Crate.
Because I saw, yeah, when we went to the Wizard World SAC Comic Con, I was like, I'm going to wear my Star Wars Ewoking Dead shirt, right?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's a little nerdy shirt. I'm going to wear it out there. And as soon as I got there, I didn't wear it, though. I wore the Nerd Reactor shirt. As soon as I got there, I saw that exact same shirt on like three different people.
Yep.
And I was like, damn it.
Especially
if I wore that.
People wear their loot crate shirts.
Because I don't want to be one of those guys, hey, same shirt. Yeah, get the hell away from me, dude. Get the hell away from me.
I'm not saying they're
like. Then I'm like, hey, same shirt. Yeah, it was fit the same way. Boops. Boops.
You can always cut them out and get like and tie them and be all fancy with them. Ooh. But you guys
You need to cut a shirt. Girls. You ruined it.
Check out the article though, because they have pictures. If you find this online, they have pictures of like people, I guess, wearing the stuff, and they're calling like casual cosplay.
Interesting,
right? It's like I don't know. If it may be an old thing, and we're just just now hearing about this. Like what Larissa, you're doing is casual cosplay. You put no real effort into. No. Yeah, you just threw something on.
This was fully purchased.
Yes. That was like a furry thing. Like she was just into like.
Might be.
You don't even know
that cheetahs.
I'm going to pass the phone around so you guys can see the model who's casual cosplaying as Thor.
Is that casual cosplay?
But that's the feel that they're going for with this loot crate. So it's not just your geeky t-shirts that you have with a whole bunch of Marvel characters on it or some puns.
No, he's kind of like hipster Thor.
It's like a hipster type of thing. So you're actually getting some kind of...
I don't see Thor at all.
You just throw some material
I
around
see a,
you.
A guy with a
Thor's
cape.
Thor's hammer and he's blonde.
You can wear that at Comic-Con and fit in. And then you can also go to Starbucks and get a latte and fit in.
You come into my hood, you're getting punched in the
face. If I see a guy with a cape, you're weird.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're wearing a cape and you're above the age of like 3,
they'd be like, yeah, Hans.
I don't see how this is.
Or unless you have a child. Like, if my kid was like, Daddy, I want to wear a cape outside and we got to go to a grocery store, I'm like, all right, put on the cape. I'll put on the cape with you. Let's go grocery shopping.
Then you're a good father. That's what it is. You see that?
But if Hans walks through the freaking neighborhood and he's just casually caping.
It looks like you're trying to be like one of those preppy rich guys and then you're wearing your sweater wrong.
Aaron and I are unboxing the power-up box, and I got to send them messages beforehand, and what I really wanted to know is, why are you guys doing this? Like, there's already big ones. What makes you guys better than everybody else? And basically, the response I got back is that they do not do filler items.
Ooh, okay.
They said, nothing in here should be considered filler. We polled people who get all the other boxes, and we wanted to see what they enjoy the most. And you should, in your power box, just get solid items that you like.
Okay.
That's why it costs a little bit more.
First thing is going to be a toothbrush.
If it's a toothbrush or a sticker.
Yeah. Okay, so do they consider that? Because, like, stickers to me are fillers.
Stickers are fillers.
Stickers are 100%
posters
fillers.
Posters are
That's
fillers.
That's the thing about Loot Crate that I'm down on. Because they open up these Loot Crates, you watch the unboxings, and it's like, oh, I got a t-shirt. And then I got this piece of shit, and this piece of shit, and this piece of shit.
And I did it for a good 5 months.
I liked our box. Our box that we got with the booty bin.
Booty bin was
pretty epic.
Booty bin was
But it kind of felt like someone just went into his storage.
Yeah.
Like, pogs? Yeah, sure. Throw that in there. What is this?
It was good for the nostalgia.
Antivirus?
Yeah. It was...
Age of Wushu?
Hey. So what was our gift bag? That's what it was? Booty bin was our gift bag. Yeah, that felt a little... What's laying around?
Yeah, and especially because I think I don't want to speculate.
Have chewed piece of gum.
I don't want to get in trouble here or speculate too much, but it feels like Booty Bin loaded our box with the best of the best, because I know a few people who after our review got the Booty Bin, and the stuff they got didn't feel as good. If I would have got the stuff that was in their box, it would have been a whole different video, I feel like. Maybe they were like, this is Nerd Reactor, let's send them some better stuff.
So you guys got different stuff?
Yeah, they are pretty hodgepodge.
It was a review, that's why.
So let's see what happens with the power up box. I'm excited, especially with what they
How
said.
Much is the power up box supposed to be monthly?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Wow.
So you said it was,
they're like boxes. So new, dude. This is like ground floor stuff. So this is.
We should just do one with snacks.
Yeah,
they have those.
Gamer snack box.
They
gamer
have those.
Snack review box.
No, they actually. Oh, well, you
shit.
Mean do a review
Cheetos.
For that?
Hell yeah.
They I know they have them out there for candy and stuff like that. I've seen
oh,
that.
What? Skid tropical fruit Skittles?
Speaking of things to eat. How
Where
much,
the hell is that pizza?
How much would it take in payment, of course, for you to eat a live tarantula as big as your palm?
No. I would, you can. If
I know
you,
offered
me $1 billion, I'd be like, go well, F yourself.
Alive?
Is it poisonous?
Alive.
And is
so
it alive?
It's not poisonous.
Not poisonous.
You have to eat it alive. You have to touch it, put it in your mouth. They posed this question on IG, and I saw this. I didn't get to watch the full video.
Can we skip this topic? I really don't
the
want to talk
first
about this.
Person,
like me...
the first lady that said something, she said $2,500. And this was her reasoning. She said, because it's not so astronomically to where nobody would pay that, so and it's not so low to where I feel like I've been cheated. It's reasonable to where somebody's like, I'd pay $2,500 to see you eat a tarantula.
If I had to realistically think of how much it cost me. Or
I mean, first of all, you got to calculate fees and therapy after I've done this.
Well, because that's you two that are who have arachnophobia.
No, I don't have arachnophobia.
See, on the other end over here, people don't. The only thing I'm thinking of is enough to, is that going to keep going?
Yeah.
The only thing I'm thinking of is it enough
Aaron's like
to
Tyrone.
Live off of?
From
can I retire?
David,
that's
Dave
what that
Chappelle.
Is exactly. Because I'll smash the crap out of it. You said it's not poison. One thing. This is not going to kill me. I this is my. These are
that,
my
that
demands.
Mandibles. You're looking that thing in the face, and it's got.
I'll look at it.
500 eyes.
I will have a 30-minute conversation,
and it's got like.
I will have a 30-minute conversation, and then I'll be like, "You're
so,
dying now."
That bug that was crawling on the staircase
nope.
last week. Would you have eaten that
for lifelong money?
No.
See, then no.
Then nobody's going to pay you lifelong
yeah.
money.
Then I'm not eating
you
the
would,
damn bug.
You would only do it for lifelong money?
I'm doing it for set up for the rest of the life cash.
I do it for...
I wouldn't do it dead.
Then,
do it,
in that case, you're eating one of those big-ass Australian ones.
Anything,
can we stop talking about this? I'm
anything,
like getting freaked out right now.
I would do it for $5,000.
You're crazy. You're crazy. That five, you're going to burn through that $5,000 so fast.
Oh,
yeah?
True.
And you're going to have the lifetime memory of you eating that stupid bug.
I won't care that much.
Yeah, you won't care. That's fine. But I'm saying, like, that's it. You just ate that.
Spiders?
It's kind of the same thing, like, okay, Ozzy Osbourne ate
the
bat.
It wasn't a bat, it was a dove.
Or the dove. He ate something living.
He bit its head off.
Put it that way.
Did he swallow it?
But he's rich.
Spit it in the crowd.
But he's rich.
He didn't do that for the money, though.
No, but he's rich nonetheless.
Yeah.
Steve around this corner, he bit the head off a dove. He's not rich. You don't know his name.
5,000 is
but
the
you
lowest...
know that he bit the damn head off a dove.
So he's a sociopath.
So
that
he's
is.
Crazy. There's Ozzy Rich. There's Steve Crazy.
I actually
crazy.
Heard
That's
Pigeon
what it
Meat
is
actually pretty good.
$5,000 is the lowest I do it for, but I try and talk him into 10.
No, you're paying for the
you're
rest of
5,000, he's going to hear that and just be like, all right, 5,000.
Well, getting, if he listens to this podcast.
I'm getting paid. That's what I'm looking at. I'm getting paid. Anything less?
You're not thirsty enough, man.
Anything less would be uncivilized.
It would have to be, I don't know. It would have to be dead for
you
me to
You know what I can do?
$5,000
could change my life.
No,
sir.
It can't.
No, it can't.
No, it can't.
Yes,
can.
It can.
No, it can't.
You don't. I can budget.
No, right? Stop it.
I will parlay that $5,000.
Yeah, it's called I'll be able to pay off my dental payments.
You'll have like maybe
retirement
maybe like
money.
2 months.
Thank you. Retirement money. Because it's, you know why? Because it's not just your money, first of all. It's you and your wife's money.
Mm.
So that's one thing. So you have $2,500.
No, what's mine is mine. hers is hers.
You have $2,500.
We don't
split. And you know what that $2,500 is going on? Your vacation with her somewhere.
No.
Yeah, and you guys are about to live it up for...
no, I'm going
to
get the best freaking hotel at
kissing.
E3.
Yeah, look, see, there it is.
One night. In your
drain. Day. So now on my hand...
I want the TV that comes out of the floor.
Where I'm setting up for life, that's life-changing money because you have just paid me retirement money.
For eating a spider, Aaron.
For eating a spider.
No.
700,000.
Tarantula.
How much?
700,000.
700,000?
How does this tie to video games?
No.
IGN put it up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
No. That's your average
Go back
house.
To NerdReactor.com where the real news is.
There it is.
No.
There it is.
I'm not eating a damn spider.
Who's going to see the Fast 7?
I probably will go see it.
He's going to see that
I'll
one.
Be honest with you.
Is Mark Ruffalo's twin sister going to be in that?
Now, is the Fast 7, what is that? Is that the new Fast and the Furious?
I don't know the guy who died.
Paul Walker?
Oh, Paul Walker.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has a brother, right, that looks just like him?
Apparently.
Or, like, close to him, at least?
It's probably just his stunt double.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Are they going to kind of throw him?
His stunt double's the one that crashed the car.
That's terrible.
That was his, the driver. That was his friend.
Who survived? I kind of just want to see. I've been out of the movies for that one for a while, so I really don't even, like,
I saw the fifth one in the theaters, and the fifth one was really good. The sixth one was all right.
Because they're trying to switch it up to them, like, kind of superhero-ish now, right?
Not superhero-ish. They're, it's
they're more an action team?
It's an action team.
Okay.
It's Expendables with cars.
No, except they're less the shooting.
Are they the A-team?
They're the A-team.
Yeah. Because now it's like The Rock is calling for them to do a mission.
Is that how every movie starts? Hey, guys, I got another quest like the for fifth you one, now.
They were on the run.
Accept or decline.
Exactly.
And stuff. And, like, they got their, what you call it, expunged, I think, in the sixth one.
So they're all free people. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They were free in the fifth one. They just couldn't go back to America.
That's stupid. Wanted. That's
and then in the sixth one, they do a mission for The Rock.
Pizza's here?
No.
So they can go back home to America. And now this one, dude wants to kill him because they killed the bad guy's brother in the sixth one. That makes sense.
Go watch it if you want to.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be decent. The Wii U is actually releasing 10 games in 2015.
About time. That brings us to a total of 30 games on the Wii U.
We got Xenoblade Chronicles X.
And Xenoblade was really good.
Mario Maker.
Okay,
all right. Star Fox.
Still don't care.
I'd play it.
Splatoon.
If it's anything like the one that was on GameCube.
That game is on rails.
Okay,
all
right. Awesome. Splatoon.
I was interested in that when I first saw it.
Remember, me and Aaron, we got to see a lot of that at E3 videos and stuff, and we both had the same reaction. That's the paint one.
Yeah, it's the paint one.
Yeah.
What is that?
Paint.
That's the paint one,
it's
guys.
The paint one. It's the paint one with.
That's a stereotype. We shouldn't do that.
No, we shouldn't. It's like I compare it. I think it's
no the voicing.
Oh,
does the Wii U have Garden Warfare?
No.
So I think it's their version of Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay.
Same. It's cartoony. It's PvP shooter, but not really a shooter because it's just. Paint guys.
It's just for funsies.
There's different classes.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much can be related to Garden Warfare.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
We got to see that one as well.
That was like the yarn.
It's yarn Yoshi.
Looking thing.
It's
like they did yarn
Kirby.
I
freaking love the entire Yoshi series.
Do you like the yarn Yoshi?
No, yeah. I like the entire Yoshi series.
Really?
Yoshi's Island. You just play Yoshi's Story. Oh my God.
Yoshi goes to hell.
comes back
with a Kratos scar on his face.
Revenge to kill Mario for jumping
off
Toad's
head and stuff like that. The Devil's Third. So it's two guys and a girl.
That's the one with, what's his name?
No, is that really how that is?
That's the one where Suda 51, right?
Yes, Suda 51's a game. Hyper Light Drifter. That's that indie game that's been taking up storm.
Hey, you didn't let me finish my story like 10 minutes ago.
I didn't even
we already passed it. It's too late.
I wanted
go back.
To talk about
we don't go
second.
Back.
1 second.
We don't go back.
Mighty Number. Let's finish this. Hold it.
Come on.
We're only three games all away. Right, good
it's
Lord.
Starting to turn into the Christmas show.
Mighty Number 9, everybody, is coming out. Which
really,
is
finally?
What's his name's Mega Man.
I never really cared for Mega Man.
Don't Starve on the Wii U. No.
Whatever. I mean, they already have it on the other.
Are these indie games
it's about time?
This is what they're touting, though. Yeah, and Affordable Space Adventures. I have no idea what that game
that
is.
That sounds affordable.
Affordable Space Adventures. I hope it is affordable. All right, what story were you even telling? Because I don't even remember.
I was talking about the games with gold.
Yeah, you did say
and
it
was
finished.
I was wrong. I was kind of wrong.
Hold so on. Then it's just an update to your...
Well, Terraria is one of the games, but I was...
I like Terraria.
I wanted to talk about the Xbox One.
It
was
a waste of money. I bought it for $5 in the Steam sale.
And you don't even play
it. Once.
Yeah.
And then really?
It was like... See, I might want to get into the one that's like Terraria, but is Space Travel 2?
The Starbound one?
Starbound.
No.
I was thinking about that one, but I don't
no,
know.
No, it's... No, don't...
Because I only want to do it if other people will play it, literally.
Well, yeah. That's... I mean, I got me and a group of friends the bundle pack for Terraria, which was like, I think, $19 or $20
at
the time.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Xbox 360 is getting 4 games. They're getting 2 for each part of the month. They're getting, at the first part of the month, they're getting Gears of War and Terraria, which is awesome. The second part of the month, they get Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, and Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, which is...
What is this?
Actually,
this is that. On the 360 for free games.
Me and
right
my
now?
Brother played Army of Two this 1 next month, on the PS3.
I should plug in my Xbox.
You should.
Almost finished it.
And we could play through Army of Two.
Or Terraria.
But the Xbox One kind of gets the shit end of the stick because they're getting one good game, Child of Light, that indie game that's all
artsy. They
already
gave that for free, I thought.
No.
I'm pretty sure I downloaded that for free.
I don't think so. I don't think so, bro.
I'm pretty sure.
What else are they getting?
But this is the bullshit one they're getting. They're getting Pool Nation FX.
Sweet.
A billiards game.
Oh, man. I'm in.
Is it a Kinect only?
No.
That would be terrible.
I'm not kidding.
Whole bunch of motion.
I'm going to stand up on my Kinect and do this.
Are you going to see a freaking thing on Nerd Reactor? Guy
Eight
beats.
Ball, corner pocket.
Freaking pool game by masturbating.
Yeah.
I want to give a special thanks, though, to Gerald Ocon for giving me the Borderlands Game of the Year edition on the PC.
Oh, Gerald doesn't give me
What, are you going to blow him?
Gerald?
Kerbo
Baggins? Gerald, what's going on,
sorry that
man?
The fans like to give friends. Me free games.
Well, because they know that I'm the rich one.
Oh, okay. But I picked it up.
This is the guy who didn't pitch in for pizza.
Wow.
I gave $3.
Wow, I gave more than you, and I'm not even eating?
And he's the cheap one.
I gave all the cash in my wallet.
Wow.
I don't know where my wallet is.
But I started
playing
that game.
Can't call it a
wallet
because you ain't balling.
I started playing that game thinking, oh, I'm probably going to play like 5 minutes to get done.
I'm about to make it rain on Larissa real quick. Oh,
but,
okay. What is that?
A fake $10 bill?
It's a freaking money from what? South America? Is that what that
it's
is?
It's from like Turkey or something like
that. Is
that
a euro? Because it's more expensive
No, it's
than
not
American.
A euro. It's worth exactly 30 cents, everybody.
Actually, no. Turkish money is worth more.
No, I've looked it up already.
It's from Peru.
I've already looked it up. Yeah.
It's from Peru.
Yeah, it's definitely not worth
it's
more
not
than
worth
American
anything.
Dollar.
The paper is probably worth more
it's
if
worth
you
more
if you
paper.
Rub off the ink and just sell it as paper.
It's worth more
yeah.
than paper.
You're probably...
Unless you go to... Papua New Guinea, wherever that's
Peru. Peru, and you'll get 30 cents for it. It's not worth anything.
In Peru, it's worth 30
yes,
cents?
Yes, in Peru, it's a 30 cents note.
Those liars with 100 on there.
Well, over there, it's a third world country. That's what I'm going to call it. But yeah, I've been playing Borderlands.
Women.
I picked, of course, Roland again, and I spent another good hour or so plus just trying to... And this was before bed. I was like, I need to go to sleep. No, I need to kill more things in this game. This game is... amazing. Like it's just good off the bat, and I'm find myself getting excited looking in loot crates to try to figure out like the guns and stuff that I'm gonna
it's
get.
It's something that you miss doing.
Yeah, and now I'm gonna go through all of it, the DLC and everything like that.
I gotta go buy that Handsome Jack collection.
I heard that one was decent.
You know,
I'm
everything
just
bundled
it,
up
I'm getting
together
it for the what you call it, the port for pre-sequel.
Oh, I'm tired.
You know,
I'm hungry.
I am. I want food in my nose.
Well, we're
going to
be
stuffy
eating soon. We only got less than a minute left on this podcast.
All right, cool.
You know, I want to talk about this too. Ed Boon, as much as I try to hate him, I love him so much.
What did he do now?
Did you see the new TV spot for Mortal Kombat?
I don't watch TV.
TV spot.
It uses Chop Suey from System of a Down.
That's sad.
You were telling me about this.
Oh man, I love that band, and every time I try and, you know, shit on Ed Boon, he does something like this that just makes me love Mortal Kombat all over again. Leveraging my favorite band, letting the bass player kind of direct the commercial video.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're gonna get the game.
I'm gonna get it,
and then it's gonna just like flip, and it's gonna be Ed Boon naked on that bearskin rug. Like, are you watching, Corey? You can suck these balls.
And then he just stands up, bends over, and shows his taint for
maybe
5 hours.
At this new E3, it is my.
By the way. I fucked your dad. And just leaves.
I'm going to E3 this year, Sac Wizard World, and San Diego Comic Con.
Which
my...
Marvel's not going to be at.
No.
Yeah.
Marvel's not going to be at Comic Con this year.
Son of a bitch.
So it's just going to be boring fest.
You're going to have a DC Con, basically. Which I don't understand. Why are they not going to Comic Con? That's literally like 50% of the comic book
They're
going to
throw
market.
Their own con, Marvel Con.
Marvel Con.
San Diego.
I think
right next to them.
I think they're big enough, though.
Yeah.
With the movies and the animations.
They can
stuff
have
like
their
that.
Own Marvel Universe.
That's crazy.
Sounds all right, insane, man. Well, right? We are over time officially, Aaron. So whenever you want to pack this baby up and put it to bed,
we'll
we
just
can
pack
get
it up. There's some
the
streaming and pizza downstairs waiting on us. So for Steven, Larissa, and Corey, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying the Weekend Bang just banged you one more time.
Bang.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang. I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Nick, you want to do?